Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In today's local news, Shine Radio is giving listeners a chance to get behind the mic. Petersfield independent traders are practicing new social media skills. Racing driver Charlie Martin inspires at Church's Academy. And Isaac has this week's local sports update.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Two men have been arrested on suspicion of murder after a human torso was found. The body was found in clear plastic in a nature reserve in Salford on April the 4th. The victim is believed to be a white man aged over 40. Rishi Sunak's Rwanda bill has become law after weeks of parliamentary deadlock, paving the way for deportation flights to get off the ground. The government hopes they will take off in 10 to 12 weeks. Dr. Vonda Vipulska is from Safe Passage and tells us the Prime Minister is wrong to have pressed ahead with his policy.
I think this cruel and quite vicious bill is already having an impact on refugees' lives and on their mental health. Having crossed maybe from Libya into Europe, having gone across Europe, having been exploited, trafficked, you know, and in some cases these are children, that they now face possible deportation to Rwanda.
A former post office executive says she's truly sorry for any devastation caused to supposed Postmasters and their families. Angela van de Bogarde also told the Horizon IT inquiry that she forgot about an email in 2010, saying that the cash balances in some postmasters' branch accounts could be remotely accessed.
I apologise for not getting to the answer more quickly, but with the evidence I had and the parameters of my role at the time, I did the best I could and to the best of my ability.
A Moroccan asylum seeker has been convicted of murdering a 70-year-old who he stabbed in revenge for the Israel and Hamas conflict in October last year. Ahmed Ali stabbed Terence Carney six times in Hartlepool town centre 8 days after Hamas attacked Israel. And Manchester City will move above Liverpool and 1 point behind Premier League leaders Arsenal after their 4-0 win at Brighton tonight. If City win all of their remaining games, they'll be crowned champions for an unprecedented fourth straight season. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Poppy Doherty.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Alan Kosh at Petersfield's Shine Radio. Shine Radio is giving listeners a chance to get behind the mic. Have you ever fancied having a go at radio? You can do just that this weekend. Meet the volunteers and learn more about your community radio station. You'll be able to try newsreading, write a weather report, learn mic technique, and see a show being recorded. We'll even have a live performance from local musician Flora Ash. Pop on down to the Festival Hall from 5 p.m. tomorrow evening, Saturday the 27th of April. Petersfield independent traders are practicing new social media skills. Around 50 local business leaders met on Monday to receive professional training on how to get the most from Instagram. Local marketing consultant Abby Erie is a specialist on the photo sharing app. And Tivka Dilner from a Petersfield crystal store says it's an important platform for her team.
We both love Instagram anyway. We're in our 20s and Instagram is the thing. We're on it all the time. And it's been really helpful learning how to make a brand and really build awareness on there. And not just building that brand, but then making sure that there are call to action buttons that we can take customers and bring them into our shop, bring them online, not just scrolling and looking through our page.
Racing driver Charlie Martin inspires at Church's Academy. Charlie Martin is a successful racing driver and is also a trans woman. She delivered a very uplifting speech at Church's Academy on Tuesday the 23rd of April, inspiring the 100-strong audience with what can be achieved with positivity.
A change is something that we often fear in life, as did I, and embracing change has been one of them, probably the most positive things that I've done. Today I'm very proud to be transgender, I'm very proud of the journey that I've been on to get to where I am today. I think sometimes embracing change can bring all kinds of positive transformation, it can unlock your potential.
And here's Amy with details of what's on in the Petersphere.
On Saturday the 27th of April, we have colour blending tapestry weaving workshop from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Petersfield Museum and Art Gallery. Also on Saturday the 27th of April, have a go at radio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. with Petersfield Shine Radio at Petersfield's Festival Hall. On Sunday the 28th of April, we have Vintage, Antique and Militaria at Petersfield Festival Hall, and you can see more local and current events at shineradio.uk.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning, it's Andy at the Shine Radio Weather Desk. We're looking at a mainly cloudy day today in the Petersphere. There's a small chance of some showers later on in the afternoon. High tide today comes in at 1:32 in the morning at 4.5 metres, and then again at 13:49 at 4.4 metres. Sunset is at 20:18 this evening. And then Saturday is looking another dull day and maybe the chance of the odd shower. Stay with us on Shine Radio and have a great day.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
It's Vicky with today's travel update. The work continues on Winchester Road. The lights remain in place there, together with the additional works on Frenchman's Lane, so delays are expected there. Cook's Pond remains closed, the diversion in place. And in East Harting, Hollow Road is closed. Again, a diversion is in place there. That's it, though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood.
Now you can see inside Shine Radio.
Our interactive evening in Petersfield will put Shine Radio listeners behind the mic.
Give you the chance to make the news.
Here's the news.
Literally.
And let you turn the tables.
On our turntables.
It's free and backed by the Mayor of Petersfield.
So don't just listen to Shine Radio. Have a go.
Have a go at radio. Saturday the 27th of April from 5 p.m. in the Festival Hall Rose Room. Full details at shineradio.uk.